DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, April 8th, 2015. Do you want to know how a woman should act toward you for you to want to be her boyfriend? Our caller lays out a textbook example straight from the system. Listen in on this call. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
Hi, Doc and Jeff. This is Ryan. I'm 40 years old and calling from Tennessee.
Okay, Ryan.
Doc, I had a phone coaching with you about a week ago, and you were a whole lot of help, and I've called to give you a bit of success story and also a question for you guys.
Fire away.
Okay. Caprice, been going out with her on the fifth date. She said to me, everything, no red flags, it's been a good thing. She said that she'd like to see me more. And I said, well, ask me out. Well, she did. And had a good date with her. I waited about 9 days to ask her out. She accepted on the seventh date. I took her out, and Doc, it was straight out of the book what came out of her mouth. She said, are you seeing other girls?
Cut bingo.
And I said, not that many, which is something that you've said. And I said, are you asking me to be your boyfriend? And it just turned her all upside down. So she stuttered and stammered, and she said, well, I like you, and you seem to like me. That would be nice. And so I said, well, let me ask you a question, Caprice. Are you in touch or communicating with any of your ex-boyfriends? And she said, no. And I said, will you show me your Facebook? And she asked me why. And I told her, you know, that's how people communicate, exes and such. And it would be disrespectful if I was communicating on my Facebook, which I don't have one, with exes.
Good.
Will you show it to me? And she said, yes, I'll show it to you. We were at a nice restaurant, so I said, well, let's not do it right now because I wanted to spend that time with her. And had a great date, didn't talk about it anymore. Doc, she called me 2 days after that date and asked me out for the next day. And I accepted. And so we went to a restaurant, and we're sitting there, and she said, let me ask you a question. Where do you see this going? And you and I. And I said, well, I would have that answer if I had seen your Facebook. And she said, well, that's why I asked you out tonight, because I want to show you. And Doc, she spent 25 minutes showing me the last year of her Facebook. No red flags, no exes. She went all
guys.
Very, very open. No guys, just family acquaintances, and I didn't see any red flags, and I was looking for them.
Good.
So she showed me the year, and I said, guess what? And she said, what? I said, you have a new boyfriend. And she about jumped on me.
Good.
It was a good thing.
Most guys would just say, okay, I'll be your boyfriend. But when you said that Facebook, and she had to think about it, and then she had to get together with you, and she was thinking about it all that time, this is called negotiation. And what she does is it ups interest level, her interest level in you, and more importantly, it shows she gives you respect. You're not a pushover. Anytime this girl's a nice-looking girl, she's going to say, be my boyfriend. I'll be happy to be your boyfriend. But you didn't do that. And you're different from all the rest of these losers running around the world saying, well, I'll be your boyfriend. I'll take it right now. And by you just playing that little waiting like that, you negotiated a better deal. And you end up with a better woman with higher interest level. This is what people don't realize. This is fantastic. Great, great war story, man. I give you an A+.
That's 8 dates in.
Yeah, six to 12 dates are asking you to be the boyfriend.
Yep.
And you did it right. And how many meals has she bought you so far? One or two?
Two out of 8 dates.
2 out of 8, 25%. Now, she doesn't have to be 50, but look at it, 1 in 4. She's a giver.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You got a good woman so far. Now,
so far,
I want to get to 6 months.
Me too.
I want to get to six months with this girl, and we want to get past the first disagreement. You can call up and tell me about your first disagreement. Fantastic, man.
Here's the icing on the cake.
You made my day.
She said, "Now I can change my status on Facebook." And I said,
"Beautiful."
And I said, "Yeah, good." And
Perfect story, man. Perfect.
And I said, "I got to drop 8 girls." I said, "But you know what? You beat them all, kid."
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. That's the only time you talk about other women. Fantastic. Great story, man.
Here's my question.
This is romance in America. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Awesome. Couldn't have done it without you. Here's my question.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I spent so much energy in getting to this point. And what she said tonight is, she said, "Now I'm going to need to see you more, and I want to hear about your day and talk to you more." So I've spent so much time getting to this point. I need your advice for, I guess, what is this now, the maintenance phase?
Yeah, you're in the maintenance phase now.
Okay.
And when she emails you, would you see her? You know, wait your 5 to 9 days. But if she contacts you for any reason, ask her out. If she emails you the next day, ask her out. She emails you 4 days later, ask her out. And then take the date, and then when she emails you again or texts you, say, "We're going to talk about that on our get-together Thursday."
Okay.
You got to give her a little bit on that texting, but I don't want that to be a habit of once or twice a day. I don't want that as a habit. And all these women are brainwashed because they're controlled by their machines.
So am I at the point yet that I see her twice a week?
Oh, yeah. You can see her twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You can see her twice a week. Great call, man. Thank you very much.
You and Jeff have changed my life. Thank you.
Good, man. I love to hear that. That's why I'm here. I'm here to save lives.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, Doc, two contrasting stories that we had for the last two callers, and that's how you want a woman to act. Because otherwise, it's not worth it. It's better to be alone if you can't have a woman that's acting like she's acting with him.
Yeah. Now we got to get to the. We got to get to that 6 months. If you can get to 6 months. Then we go a year, we go a year and a half to 2 years, and then we go see the preacher and get hitched and have babies.